Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. It's the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. Hey, if you are committed to growing your company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com and get all of my best stuff for owners who want more out of their cleaning companies and more out of their life. We got YouTube channels, we got videos, we got podcasts, we got webinars, we got ebooks, literally everything you need to grow your cleaning company. It's all there. But today we are chatting with Jeffrey Carruthers from Gold Cleaning Canada. Gold Cleaning serves the Edmonton, Canada area with residential cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Jeffrey, you can get a hold of him at www.goldcleaning.ca. No.com for this guy. They do it a whole different way in Canada. Jeffrey, say hello to Clean Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. How's it going?
Fantastic, man. So glad to have you here. So excited to hear your story. Before we jump into the business, why don't you tell us, you got a wife, kids, dog, goldfish. What's going on in the Carruthers home?
I'm married. I've got three children. My son is 8. My daughters are 6. And the youngest will be 4 in a couple of weeks here. No pets. We've got a little fish, I guess. That is a pet. And we have a pretty busy household. We run the business from home with 3 kids, so keeps us pretty busy.
All right. Well, here comes my favorite question, because I'm a huge nerd. How did you wander into the cleaning business? When did you lose your mind?
That's a great question. I started the business probably about 7 years ago or so. My wife was pregnant with our second child, and we didn't want her to have to go back to work. So I started a cleaning business part-time while I had a full-time job. It was something I could start cheaply on the side, and it made sense with my personality. I grew up with, my parents ran a really clean, tight, controlled household, and that whole thing of being neat and tidy just rubbed off on me. So it was a natural choice for me to go into cleaning.
Okay, cool. And how long, I think you may have mentioned, but how long have you been in the business again?
Almost 7 years.
Okay, perfect. And right now, are you doing the cleaning yourself or do you have employees?
I have no employees. I have 2 subcontractors that take on a couple jobs for me. But other than that, I'm doing everything else on my own.
All right. I'm going to be honest, no disrespect to the rest of Cleaning Nation, but you and who you represent is one of my favorite people to talk to, because we can just absolutely rock your world on, it's one thing to take a company from 500,000 to 1,000,000. That's really exciting. They get more employees, yada, yada, more money, but their life is somewhat similar, right? But when we can help people go from no employees, working 40, 50 hours, 60 hours sometimes a week, make a little bit of money and tapped out, they can't make anymore because they just can't work anymore, to working 30 hours a week or 40 hours a week on their business instead of in it, and their income is higher, that fires me up. So super glad that you asked that, I guess what I'm saying.
Sounds good. That's exactly where I want to try and go. So sounds like this should be good.
Perfect. Well, first thing I'm going to recommend is go, if you haven't been to the YouTube channel yet, I don't even know the thing, but if you just Google Google YouTube video, Grow My Cleaning Company, there's one, we have a video up there called Simple Clean, case study with my buddy, Craig Kaluki. He literally 6 months ago is where you're at, and he's 8x'd his business. He's got 4 employees and he does 0 cleaning now. And we just spent 15, 20 minutes on a Google Hangout and he walks us through how he did that. So all of Clean Nation can benefit, but Jeffrey, for you, that would for sure be, and you'll see Craig, super nice guy, but you'll go, this guy's no, I could do that. That's so doable. So step one, check out Craig's video. It's just the simple, it's Simple Clean case study. Google it with videos. I'm sure you'll find it. It's not hard. If I remember, I'll send you a link after this. Actually, I'll put a link to that on the show notes page. So when you can just go to your own show notes page and it'll be there. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So Craig's awesome. He's way smarter than I am. He'll give you all sorts of good stuff. That said, I'll answer your question today. So first of all, the biggest problem I hear, and tell me if I'm right or wrong or on page with you or not, is cash flow. If I work, I make $40 an hour or whatever your billing rate is, or $50 an hour. If I don't work, you know, I got to pay the employee. So having to stop working to sell, now I can't make it. It's kind of a loop. Is that where you're at, or am I off page for you?
You're exactly on target.
Okay. So the big confidence I'm going to give you is 70% of that's in your mind. Okay. So not all of it, not 100%. I'm not saying you're making it up. I'm saying the reality is overcomable. But oftentimes, especially if you've been doing it 7 years and you haven't been able to make that transition, the reality, just because you've been doing it so long, feels unovercomable. So let me encourage you. People make this transition all the time. I help them do it. It's not as, after you look back, you'll go, well, crap, I could have just done that 5 years. Why didn't I do this earlier?
Right. So
that's the first thing I'll give you. Second thing is, are you residential? Or I think in the intro you said just residential. Is that the case?
No, it's actually just commercial.
Oh, crap. You gotta, when I start saying crazy stuff like that, you gotta tell me, slow me down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt.
you dang Canadians are so nice. You won't tell a dumb, loud American to shut up so you can correct him.
Well, I will next time, I promise.
All right, man. Well, cool. That actually makes my job / your job easier. Most of the commercial accounts are going to be cleaned at night, correct? After 5 o'clock at night when they shut down?
Right.
Perfect. So during the day, that leaves you free to roam the earth and sell whoever you want, whatever you want, correct?
That's true.
What? Giddy up. So here's how it works. If I'm assuming you're at the spot where you're like, right now, I've got, you know, whatever, 8,000, whatever your money is, doesn't matter. You're like, that pays my bills. And if I, you know, let's just call it $5,000 to make it easy. And you keep 4,700 of it because you do all the work, right?
Right.
And you're like, hey, if I pay somebody, now I'm only going to be able to keep 2,500 or 3 grand of it. That's not enough. So I don't know what to do, right?
Correct.
Okay. So here's what you do. You keep selling. And again, I get you're like, well, yeah, it's easy to just work day and night, but I'd like to sleep and hang out with my kids and be a human.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not saying you got to sell till the end of time, but maybe for 30 to 60 days, maybe 90 if you're terrible at it, you're just going to have to work harder than you're used to. But that'll get you to not having to work it. It'll be worth it for the rest of your life. So just earmark every job going forward as you're only going to sell jobs that have that you contract or hire people for. So every single job you sell is now contracted. So what'll happen is,
okay,
say you sell $1,200 worth, you know, $2,600 jobs or whatever. I don't know what size contracts you take on up there. You can have your subcontractor start as you go and then start, you know, filling them with employees. But say you sell $1,200 worth of work, you're never, ever going to clean those buildings ever. The owners of those buildings will never even know that you can or will clean. They don't even know. Right.
Right.
So let's just call your margins half, right? It could, you know, maybe it's 30%, maybe it's 60%. Let's just say 50%. So if you sell $1,200 worth of work this next month, well, that's $600 coming in for the foreseeable future, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Well, shoot. Now you can hire a $600 employee.
Yep.
And
okay.
Every month you just sell your way out of it. Again, it's super easy. If you're doing all residential, it's tough because now you got to sell at the same time you clean and it's a bear. But now, by virtue of you doing commercial, every new job that you sell, you never clean it. So, and every time you can take that revenue and instead of putting it in your pocket, so you get a $600 raise, you hire a $600 cleaner. If you're paying your cleaners $10 an hour, that's 60 hours a month you just cut out of your schedule.
Okay, yeah. No, that makes sense.
Does that math make sense?
Yeah, no, I like the way you said sell your way out. That just rings true for me. I love that little saying there.
Yeah, and I hate saying this because people don't like when they ask me one thing and I answer another, and I've got a terrible habit of doing that. But really, when people ask, how do I make that transition? 9 times out of 8, it's not a hiring people cash flow problem. It's a client acquisition problem.
Right. Yeah. Right? That's true.
Yeah. If I had 20 commercial clients or 20 of your ideal clients that were lined up, ready to walk through this, you know, hey, we're ready to sign and we're all $800 each, you know, and we can sign 2 a month for the next 10 months, you would have zero problem with making that transition, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep.
So honestly, the real thing is we just got to get you a client acquisition system more than a how do I transition out. Next, last kind of bonus info before we move on to the lightning round and you get to share is, if your margins are right, you're always going to make more selling. So I said 8 out of 9 times it's a client acquisition. Actually, it's still a client acquisition problem. But a lot of times the problem is when your margins are too small. So a huge mistake cleaners that are owners make is they charge for their time. So again, I don't know what the Canadian dollar is doing with American dollar, and I'm too ignorant to change it. So I'm just going to talk in American dollars. You can afterwards listen back and do the math and find out what the hell I'm talking about.
I can do the math, yeah.
Yeah. So in American dollars, say, here's the problem. If for commercial cleaning, depending on the size of the job, $25 an hour would be a huge job where there's very thin margins, but there's a lot of hours, and you might get up to $50, $60 an hour if it's a small job and there's only 2 or 3 hours a week or a month. So that's kind of the range that you play in. But say an average cleaner makes $10 an hour, and let's just call it $40 an hour to be kind of on the low side, is what you're charging. Well, that's a $30 margin, right? So a lot of times when people have problems making that switch, they're getting tricked into thinking, well, I'm doing the cleaning myself, so I can do it cheaper and get more work. So I'll just charge $20 an hour, which is way below market value because I don't have to hire a guy and do a guy. But the problem is now you just bought yourself a job. You might just go get just, you know, you're making $20 an hour as opposed to $10 an hour, but you got five times the headache. So are you billing your customers appropriately with market value, or are you billing them what you would pay yourself?
I think I'm billing appropriately for market value.
Okay.
I kind of went into it thinking I want a price to where when I have staff, I don't have to raise prices on clients.
That's exactly what you need to be.
Get them annoyed at me for doubling their price.
Okay, good. Because that's the big problem is if you don't have that. So there should never be, and this is more for Cleaning Nation than you, Jeffrey, because it sounds like you've got it. But I want all the listeners to get this as well. I'm so sick of, I want to choke people out when I hear, well, when I do the work, I price it. No. The work is the work. An hour of cleaning costs what an hour of cleaning costs. If you do it, well, you're just being a knucklehead, but that doesn't have anything to do with your customer. He doesn't get a discount. And if anything, he should pay way more for you to do it because you can be doing selling activities, which are $100 an hour activities, or systems building, or vision building, which is $1,000 an hour activities. The fact that you're doing a $10 an hour activity, which doesn't matter if you charge $10 an hour, $2 an hour, or $100 an hour, it's still a $10 an activity. That doesn't have anything to do with what you charge your customer. So Cleaning Nation, please hear me. Never, never, never make a distinction between, well, when I clean, I can charge less. That's insane. If anything, you should charge more, and you can't charge enough because guess what? If you're cleaning, who's running your damn company? Nobody. The janitor is because that's you. All right, rant over, stepping off of my soapbox. Before we move on to the lightning round, I give you a chance to contribute back. Any questions, comments, thoughts before we move on?
No, everything seems pretty straightforward to me.
All right, brother, let's hit the lightning round then. This is your chance to give back to the community. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers, I have no doubt. Question one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
It's going to sound a little simple, but just do it. I remember the day I decided to finally start my business, my wife was watching an episode of Oprah, and she had her financial advisor that she always has on her show. The woman was talking to someone and just said, just do it. And for some reason, that resonated with me right then and there that day. And just get up, get off your butt, and do it.
All right, well, here I'm going to be a total jerk and use your own words against you and play coach right in the middle of lightning round. That's exactly if you said, hey, Mike, here's a bunch of money, be my one-on-one coach. That would be the first thing I would do with, you know, I kind of give strategies and tactics because the podcast is no fun. If you're like, how do I make this transition? I say, well, just do it. Well, that's no good. But that's literally what I tell you, dude, is just get her done. Just decide to do it. I'll help you and support you and all that. But 80% of it is just going to be you deciding, I can't live like this anymore. I won't live like this anymore. And I'm going to do it. And I give you tactics to go farther, faster. But until you've made that decision to do it, none of the tactics I help you none of the tactics I give you are going to be of any use.
Right.
All right. Sorry about that. Lightning round is totally not coaching time. I screwed up my own format. I'm fired. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
I would say the biggest mistake I've dealt with is not vetting subcontractors properly. I had a job a few years ago where I got to go ahead to start a job 2 or 3 days before it started. I hired the first subcontractor I talked to, and it was a nightmare to say the least. So just vetting them, make sure they are what they say they are and they can do what they say they can do. And yeah, just double check, triple check.
Man, and that works. This is a whole different discussion, but that is so, that rings true with subcontractors. It rings true with employees. It rings true with vendors. So true. Anyone you're going to work with, you got to know who they are. Question three, what's one idea owners of cleaning companies can put into practice right now, today, before their head hits the pillow, that will improve their lives and or their businesses?
The biggest thing I could suggest is look into joining some sort of networking group. I've recently joined a chapter of BNI, Business Networking International, I believe it stands for. Mm-hmm. And I'm typically an introvert, and this has definitely helped me come out of my shell on meeting people and growing my network and learning to speak in front of people, getting more confidence as a business owner. I think it's a great way to grow the business.
Yeah, it shows on this podcast. You don't seem introverted at all. You seem, you know, all charming and Canadian and fantastic. So you got me fooled, brother.
On a phone, I'm okay. Put me in front of 50 people and I clam up and start sweating and look awkward.
That's okay. Technology. Just put a little speakerphone in the middle of the front. You can call in and you'll be fine.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I'll try that next time.
And one quick thing to supercharge that. I'm a big fan of face-to-face, belly-to-belly. That's how you really do business. B&I is a great start. If and when, and you know, if you're listening to the show, that I rant and rave about niches and really picking and knowing your customers, supercharge that BNI or that networking group with trade associations once you know who you're going to serve. If you serve property managers, BOMA, Building Owners and Managers Association, no matter who you're going to serve, I promise you they have associations. Supercharge that concept of networking with being a part of their association as opposed to just random business owners. And if you don't have that, random business owners is a ton of a lot better than nothing. So BNI, Chamber of Commerce, Toastmasters, there's a lot of great organizations. Be in one, own it. All right. That was fantastic, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for joining us. I really am digging your passion, and it's so apparent that you want to grow and transform your business. And I think you gave a lot of value to Cleaning Nation. That said, if you want to check out Jeffrey's show notes page, and I'll put the link to the Simple Clean case study on there as well. And to basically get everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company, you go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Make sure you engage. Leave questions, leave comments. You can even leave your rude remarks. I will respond to everyone, and I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.